My name is Daniel Castro, and I'm reading Night. So, to get right into things, making a text-to-self connection is almost impossible, right? Because these people that are in the worst living conditions that like we can barely imagine, right? And this book does a great job in showing us, right? And especially what they're going through, right? Like how they're thinking. But we live in a bubble compared to them, so... I mean, making a text of self-connection is almost impossible. But then the reason that the author decided to write this book, I mean, is to really show you that, like, they never really thought that this could happen to them, right? I mean, he even says, I told him that I do not believe that they could burn people in our age, that humanity will never tolerate it, and here we are. I mean, history will tell us we're very, very wrong about that. That humanity almost turned a blind eye, at least in their situation. We didn't, Americans, on the other hand, we didn't really exactly know what was going on. They tried to keep it more of a secret. The Germans did. I mean, a lot of Germans didn't even know until a later date. But, I mean, the people working there, the regime, right, they all knew what was going on, and they were okay with it because they were quote-unquote Jews, or not quote-unquote, but they were Jews. I mean, very ruthless, you could say. And the point of writing this is to show that, you know, we can't just forget exactly about what all these people have gone through. You know what I mean? We still have to, like, remember this, right? This thing, and we can't let history repeat itself, especially. But then making a text-to-text connection, I mean, it relates in a sense of, like, they still had hope, right? Because in her thing, she makes the comment of how she still has hope for humanity, you know, the next generation, kind of. And it kind of shows how there was still maybe hope, right? And all the people in there, that there was hope maybe that they could get out. And I mean, that's what kept a lot of them almost alive, right? I mean, they had hope, and that was the only thing that was keeping them going. I mean, the people that gave up, right, they died on the spot almost, right? Because they had nothing else. What did they have to live for, right? They have no idea, right? They could have thought that, you know, they were going to be in there for the rest of their lives. They didn't know anything that was going on in the outside world. It was just day after day of just these terrible living conditions, or that you could be exterminated the next day. So... It was quite tough, and so it shows that, you know, maybe there is hope, and it shows that hope is very important to these people especially. But now, you see, when they finally get out, right, or at least some of them do, and I'm talking about real life, not the book, right, it just shows how shocked people are. Like, I remember reading this article, and a doctor in the regiment, he says that when you see it, you are so stunned. You only say it was horrible. You can't think of adjectives. You weren't in the place those 2 minutes before your eyes filled with tears. I mean, this is a doctor, right? He's working during World War II, very gruesome. Many people lost their lives, right? And he's filled with tears about how when he saw these living conditions by these people, and he's probably seen a lot worse, right? We can only imagine. And he's brought to tears by this. I mean, it's like the absolute shock that the world had when they saw these people. They just kind of believed it at first, right? But yeah, it's pretty sad to see. But in the end, right, we just need to remember, we can't let history repeat itself, as it almost did, I'm pretty sure. What, it was 50 years ago, a little less than that, when we were putting Japanese people in camps here in America, when they first bombed Pearl Harbor. Okay, a lot more than 50 years ago, but you know what I mean, during World War II. And so we just can't let this repeat itself. We have to remember what these people have gone through, and we can't let these same terrible things happen, you know, more than once. I mean, once is enough. We lost millions of people. But yeah, that's my podcast. I mean, I was about to say presentation. That's my podcast. Thank you. Yeah.